Recorded Books presents Haunted Hibiscus by Laura Childs, narrated by Barbara McCullough. Chapter 1. Dark clouds bubbled across a purple-black sky, then lifted gently, like a velvet curtain in a darkened theater, to reveal the top two floors of a dilapidated old mansion. "That's it," Theodosia said. "The place they dubbed the Grey Ghost."
"I can't say it looks particularly charming," Drayton said. "In fact, it's slightly off-putting."
Theodosia gazed at a corner turret that was bathed in green and purple lights. At one time, the home had whispered wealth and taste. Not anymore. Now the exterior, the balustrades and finials, even the third-floor widow's walk displayed the battering it had received from a century of Atlantic hurricanes, salt-infused sea air, and industrial-strength humidity.
"Haunted houses generally aren't that attractive," Theodosia said. "But at least this one's being put to good use."
It was the week before Halloween, and tea maven Theodosia Browning and her tea sommelier, Drayton Connolly, were strolling down Trad Street in Charleston, South Carolina, heading for the old Bouchard mansion. It was a property that had recently been bequeathed to Drayton's beloved Heritage Society.
"The Heritage Society wasn't all that happy about inheriting this old place," Drayton explained, "but it was donated by one of the last remaining Bouchards, written into his will. And you know our fearless leader Timothy is loath to turn down any sort of gift."
"Still, I love how your curators and marketing folks..."